Hey there. Thanks for checking in for another SOF Extra. I'm Trent Gillis, the online editor for Speaking of Faith. In this bonus clip from her book, Chris defines that dealing with terms such as faith and religion and spirituality can be tricky. She's interested in reclaiming the connotations of these words as they are lived.
When I first interviewed people across the Christian world, I began to imagine religious truth as something splintered and far-flung for good reason, too vast for one tradition to encompass. I saw reformers across time as people who noticed a scattered piece of the Christian truth that the church itself was neglecting. They picked it up and loved its beauty and saw it as necessary and embodied its virtues. The Anglicans saw common prayer. Lutherans saw the Bible. Mennonites saw pacifism, Calvinists saw intellectual rigor, and the Quakers saw silence. This analogy holds as I now explore the splinters of all the world's traditions. The gentle single-mindedness of Zen complements the searching discipline of Theravada Buddhism. The exuberant spirituality of Sufism rises to meet the daily lived piety of Sunni and Shiite Islam. But truth and beauty interact with human frailty. In the eternally reenacted motifs of Genesis, light intertwines with darkness. The shadow side of my tale of a world of scattered truth is that as soon as human beings pick up a piece of the truth, they make their mark on it. They codify and literalize. They distort the rest of the picture to fit their chosen center. This happens with every version of truth, surely, in politics as well. But religious truth, flattened out, becomes an especially blunt instrument when it enters the political theater of debates and power plays, a weapon with the same transcendent power religion has to inflame hearts, to infuse life and death with meaning. There is a difference, of course, between religion and spirituality, and some say that religion alone is what complicates our political life. Religions would be the containers of faith, containers malleable and corruptible in the hands of the people who fashion and control them. Spirituality would be faith's original impulse and essence. I appreciate this distinction, and at the same time am wary of drawing it too starkly. Religious traditions are bearers of manifold beauty and a weight of human reverence across time. They sustain disciplines and rituals human beings crave as much as they crave raw encounters with the divine. A rabbi, Sandy Eisenberg Sesso, gave me the best illustration I know of the difference between spirituality and religion. On Mount Sinai, she says, something extraordinary happened to Moses. He had a direct encounter with God. This was a spiritual experience. The Ten Commandments were the container for that experience. They are religion. I find this example wonderful because it gets precisely at the wrong way religion is often taught and the way it enters politics through words and positions. We proclaim and pass on the rules. We divorce them from the sweep of the spiritual history by which they were discerned, a history that tells of an incomplete and ever-evolving human capacity to comprehend the nature of God and the ultimate meaning of religion.
Krista Tippett reading from her book, Speaking of Faith. If you want to hear more of Krista's previous readings, check out our podcast and download the episodes you want. Look for more SOF extras in the coming days. Discover more at speakingoffaith.org. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.